On Trinity College Week, to help fight Parkinson's disease, catch it earlier, I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Church, associate professor of chemistry and neuroscience, examines the importance of early detection.
Humans suffering from Parkinson's disease cannot be diagnosed until physical symptoms become observable. Unfortunately, by the time a patient presents with the symptoms, over 75% of the brain cells responsible for motor control have been killed. As a result, PD patients have less than 25% of their original dopamine brain cells in the substantia nigra when therapies are begun. This is a recipe for failure. If the cell death can be detected earlier, before physical symptoms appear, then behavioral and pharmacological therapies may be more effective in slowing the progression of the disease. Our research is focused on detecting biomarkers in the blood which would indicate that this cell death is taking place abnormally, suggesting the presence of Parkinson's disease. The chemicals responsible for killing these brain cells are known as reactive oxygen species, or ROSs. All cells produce ROSs, but in PD they are being produced at a higher rate than normal. Cells also contain other chemicals called antioxidants that act as sponges to soak up these ROSs to prevent them from doing any damage. We are using a very sophisticated instrument to measure the chemicals that are produced when a specific antioxidant, uric acid, neutralizes these ROSs by forming various uric acid metabolites. If these metabolites are present in the blood at higher levels than normal, it would suggest that ROSs are being produced at a higher rate than normal, and the patient may be at risk for developing Parkinson's disease. At this point, behavioral and/or pharmacological therapies could be initiated in an attempt to slow the disease progression. We are currently analyzing blood samples from genetically engineered animal models of Parkinson's disease and correlating the amount of these uric acid metabolites with the amount of dopamine cell loss in the brains of these animals.
That was William Church of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.